is Savrin Meimer, the people thought there, Shefas Kemayim. The first Isha that said, I'm earthly and Osi, they thought she meant like a Mayim, like a well. In other words, she saw so much dam, she has Tumah Zava, and that's why she's bringing these kinim. And therefore, the locker is, one is a Chattis and one is a Naila, if she's bringing it for a carbon of a Zava. Kan Echad Choyva, Echad Chattis v'Echad Oila, Kedin Zava. Omalun, she said to them, Be'ina Sakanta. No, that's not what I meant to say. I meant to say my eyes was in a Sakana. I had a sick eye, and now I got better, so I want to give Oido, I want to thank Hashem. So that's why I'm bringing these carbonis. And therefore, both birds are only a carbon oila. So that's what she meant. Now, Zu Shemeris, Limosi, the second lady that said, I'm bringing these two birds, Limosi, what does that mean? Savrin Meima Shefas Kiyam. The people thought that she meant to say she saw so much dam, like a yam, like a river, like the ocean. In other words, she has Tumah Zavar on her, and now she starts, she's bringing these carbonis. Is Omalun, she said back, no. The Yama Sakanta. I went over the ocean, and I was in a Sakana there, danger, and I got saved. So because of that, I wanted like thank Hashem, so these both birds are oilless. And Zeus Samaris the Zivosi, the last one that said, Poshit, she was a Zava, Sovereign Mema, Zava Mamish. That's what they said, that what she was Mamish a Zava. And again, one bird has to be for Chattis, and one bird has to be for Naila. Or Maloin, she said back, no. Zev bo little as beno. A Zev, a wolf came to want to take away my child. And again, it was a big danger, and he got saved. So again, all she wanted to was to bring her daughter to Hashem, and the Lachri is both of them are royalists. So the kid, you have to be a big chacham, like Sachi, to be all a kinim. Like to know exactly what type of birds, which chayvet each isha has, you have to be a big chacham to know what to do. Vayta ben Achia. What is Ben Achia? We had before, he was the Reif, he was the doctor. He used to take care of the Kahanim that had troubles in the stomach. So the moral, Yidei Shoye Kahanim Mahalchim Michofim. Since the Kahanim used to walk barefoot, the Lachar is he can't wear shoes and socks because there can't be a chatzitza between your foot and the ritzpah on the floor. Your foot, your bare foot has to touch the floor. So they used to go barefoot. Ala ritzpah. Voye Oichlin Boser. They used to drink a lot of meat. Because to say, all the carbonas they used to eat for breakfast, lunch, and supper, they used to have meat. For shoyis and mayim, they used to drink water. It's all your boil day chayli mayim. Therefore, the stomach used to get sick a lot. Ve'aviyoda hay dein chamer tav lamaya. Now this achi, he knew which wine is good to drink. For hay dein chamer samal lamaya. And he knew which wine is bad for the mind, for the stomach, for the intestines. So he was a bichachim, he was a reif to tell them what's good to drink, what's not good to drink. Nechunye Choifer Shichin. Shichin. He was the one that used to dig the different ditches for the purpose that we had of the earlier regolem. There should be water there. So Mara says, Shoyu Choifer Shichin Umaris. He used to dig ditches and caves. The Abiyoda used to know Hai Dane Kif Amakuru. Like he used to know which cell or which rock would give out like cold water. Of a Hai Dane Kif Ispe Shavruvye. And he would know which stone like would come out to give hot water. Was Rabbi Chamim, hot water came out from. The Adhechen Shav Yusa Machi. And you also know how far the hot water would reach, or how hot it would be. Because he was a big chacham to know exactly where to dig for water and to get the right type of water. Omer Rebbe Lezer, Umeis Benoi Vitzoma, Afo Beken, even though Nechunya took care of the chayfim, he used to dig and make sure, give the water for the oil regalim, still it happened that his own son died from thirst. And Omer Rebbe Chanina, Man di yomer rachmon avatron, whoever says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is mevat, like overlooks things, is yavatron b'nei moya, like his own stomach should be lost. In other words, HaKodesh Baruch Hu doesn't look over anything. Elo marach ruchya, even though sometimes people do averis, and they're big rishoyim, and we don't see them getting the reinish right away, they don't get a punishment, so we think like Hashem looks over it. No, Hashem doesn't look over it. No, Hashem is marach ruchya. He gives him time maybe to do tshuva. He doesn't get angry so fast. They go for the day, but at the end, eventually, they'll get back the Reinish. Whether it's in this world or the next world, they'll get back the Reinish. Like here also, for some reason, the Chunya had some Aveira, that he deserved his own son to be having Mimisa, and his son died with thirst. Even though you would think that since the son was the one that took care of the water, for the elder Golem, like he was Mesa Nefesh, to give water to everybody, that should be the last thing that his son should die from thirst. Still no, Hashem doesn't look over anything. And Vaita, Omer Rav Acha Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Usvivov Nisai Ramoid. The web is right around Hashem, is very close like. That means medardik imon kechut hasara. Hakadosh Baruch Hu checks over tzaddikim kechut hasara. Like any little small thing that tzaddik does, Hashem gives him the reinish right now. Kedei that ne'elam habo, they'll be able to get a bigger scar ne'elam habo. But the closer you are to Hashem, the more Hashem is medardik in you. Like here, this nechunya, the time he did a very small avera, that because that his own son was mace. Omer Rabbi Yosi, loy mitam azeh, it's not because of this reason. Elo min madach sif, from another post, it says, for noiruhu al kol sviva, that whoever's around, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is noiru, means you have to be fearful, Hashem watches you very carefully. Moiru al akroivim, yosim min arachokim, there's more year where you have to be more afraid of people that are closer to Hashem. In other words, Hashem looks over you much more than the people that are far away from Hashem. Rabbi Chago, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachman, Maisa, what happened to Maisa? What's happened to Maisa? Bechose dechut. With achose choye choyfe boiris sichon omoiris. He was digging a lot of boiris, a lot of ditches for people. Li oivrin b'shoven. But people used to travel a lot on the roads. He like did a lot of chesed with them. He used to dig ditches of water to make sure these people had water to drink. Upam achas, one time, choyse bito everis li nosei. One time his daughter was going over the yam, going over the ocean. Not sure li nosei to get married, she was going over there. The shot for nor and the river grabbed her. They have been called Amo Olalin Gave. And Kitsa, they thought that she died, that she thought that they thought she was drowned in the ocean. And everybody came to Menachem Ovel him. It's called Amo Olalin Gave. Everybody came to Menachem Ovel, they came to visit him. And boy, Menachem Te. They wanted to be Menachem Ovel him. They wanted to take away his sorrow, take away his pains. For like Kibla Lamas Nachma. And he wasn't covered, he did not accept at all any tanchumim. He felt terrible that his own daughter was like killed from their ground in the ocean. Is oil Rav Pinchas ben Yor legabei. So Pinchas ben Yor came to also Menachem Ovel him. Is boy Menachem Tei, v'loi kibla loi misnachma. He also wanted to be Menachem Ovel him to make him feel happy. And he wasn't makabel, he didn't accept anything. He felt the same sorrow no time. Is Omelun, so Pinchas ben Yor said, this is what you say about this person, that deinu chasidutchon. This is what's called about him a chosid. In other words, if he's a chosid, how come he's taking it so bad? If you're a chosid, you have to know Hashem does it, you have to be mekabel it. Like you're being boy the chur b'midas adin, like you're going to neged Hashem, like you have to be mekabel what Hashem did. How come you're so strict? Is Omar Loi. So he told the Omar Loi, they told the Pinchas ben Yoyim, Rebbe, you should know, kach v'kach hoi oisa, kach v'kach ira. They told the Pinchas ben Yoyim, the whole maestro, what happened? That what, that this chosid, the whole time was moist and nefesh to make sure people had water. He did a tremendous amount of chesed with water. He gave everybody water to drink. And now, all of a sudden, his own daughter drowned in the water. So, like the chosid couldn't understand, how could this happen? Like here, I'm being moist and nefesh to do chesed with the water, and how come my own daughter died from the water? Another pshat could be is maybe the chosid understood that really his daughter didn't die. Like he had a taina, it's not mastar for Hashem would kill my daughter through water. So therefore, it wasn't mekabel tanchumim because on a chay, if somebody's alive, you never mekabel tanchumim. So basically, the chassid could be held that his daughter was talking alive someplace. Is Omri said like efshe shoyim mechabed. So the Pinchas ben Yori is saying this now. Omri efshe shoyim mechabed es boirei b'mayim. If this chassid did such nice things, such cover to Hashem with the water, he did so much chesed with the water. V'hu mekavcha b'mayim. And now Hashem should be so angry to kill his own daughter in the water. It's not mesavra. That's what the Pinchas ben Yoyim said. Is miyad right away nofla havara? Or Kerl went out in the city. Everybody started to talk right now. That boy is bitish lo sheyosh. That the chosid's daughter came back. She's alive. She wasn't drowned. She came back. Is this the army? Some say pesuchta isaris. That a nest happened when she went into the drowned in the water. There she grabbed onto a leaf that saved her. Is the anef ochso atzma v'yoso. She grabbed onto some type of a leaf that she was saved. It's the army, some say, Malach Yored Bidmus with Pinchas ben Yoyim, Vetzilot. No, it was a Malach that went down to save her, and the Malach looked at Pinchas ben Yoyim. It was Beschus with Pinchas ben Yoyim, Brocha Poshe, that he said this, she was saved. Yeah. The Gevina chorus. Gevina was the chorus. He used to make the announcements. Shehoyah machriz the Beis Hamikdash. He used to be machriz in the Beis Hamikdash itself. Mahoyomer. What did he used to say? What the announcement did he used to say? Omdu hakahanim liavoida. Ulevi'im uduchonim.
For Yisrael Amodim. He used to be the vec, he used to wake them up, tell the Kanim, get up to do the Avodah. Levian, get to do the Duchanin right now. And Yisrael, you stand there, B'shas the Maimid, by the Mamodim, you stand there. Agrifos HaMelech, Shoma Koiloi, Adches Pasois. As you know how loud the Skirin used to talk, when he used to tell the people, get up, or tell them that Agrifos HaMelech, that was Mamish, 8 Pasois away, was able to hear his voice. But not some Lai Matonas Harbi. And Agrippus used to give, I says, giving a lot of presents, as he liked his voice. He was able to hear eight miles away, tremendous. So he used to give him presents. Then Gever Al Nilas Ashorim.
He took care of opening and closing the doors of the Beis Hamikdash. So Mor says, Tirgim Rav, Kumi de Beis Reb Shela, that Korah Gavra, is that it says the Gemara in Yuma, that Bechol Yoim, that determines the Mizbeach, the Kriyas HaGever, like every morning there used to be a Kriyas HaGever, so the Shavuot is, what does that mean, the Kriyas HaGever? Does it mean the rooster used to yell out, used to wake up from the voice of the rooster, or does it mean from a person? So he answered him back, Achruz Kruze, it means to sell a kiel. Achruz, the person used to wake them up. Now that doesn't mean the rooster, it means rather a person. Omoles, he said back to him, Eima Korotanagoyla, maybe it means that the Gemara Yuma, maybe it means like a rooster, used to make the noise and they would wake up from the noise of a rooster. Amalei, he answered back, V'yotanin, we learned Ben Gever. He said, like the son of a Gever. So, Islach Lemeimar Bar Tanagola? Does Al Mishnah mean to say Ben Gever means the son of a rooster? For sure, it means a person. So, there also, it says the Lashon of Korah Gavram, even though it says over there the Lashon of Kriyas HaGever, Kriyas HaGever there means a person, means the Vekir, and not a rooster.
Gever. Islach Lemeimar Bar Tanaguto. The Balti could say it was a person. Why should you say it's a Tanagul? It's more mistaken to say it was a person, and the person was called Gever. Hachinami Kriyas HaGever Liotim Kori. The Kriyas HaGever they called a person. So the mistaken to say more, it was a person that did it. Omalei, for what Taninim we learned. Omalei, for what Taninim, yeah, Ben Gever, Islach Lemeimar Bar Tanagulus. Yeah, Ben. Ben Bobi ala Pkiya. Ben Bobi used to take care of the Pkiya. We said that's the Psilis, that the Psilis used to make the wicks. Shoye Mazaig Psilis. He would twirl together the wigs. The wigs for the Minerva. The Gadlo Makalan. Rabbi Yossi Oyo Lakufra. He went to this place. Boye Mimine Olayin Panosoyin. Panosim. He wanted to put upon the city Panosim. He wanted to put the people, Mamuna, like people taking charge over the city. Take a job, like take care of the city. And he didn't want to do it. He wanted to set up the system that you'll take care of the Beis Medrash, you'll take care of this. Set up positions for the people. For like Kibbutz, the people didn't want to mekabel. Nobody wanted to be like the president. Nobody wanted to take care. Minoin. Is oil, he went there, v'yomer, and he said to them, Kumayon. Then Bovi alapkiya. The Mishnah says, when Bovi, he took care, his job was to take care of the psilois. Umayim zeh, maduchim. He was only, his whole job was to take care of the wicks, to twirl the wicks. He was included in our Mishnah that talks about the big tzaddik of the Gdeli Ador. So you see, even though he was a Mamuna, he was appointed, he could still be a Gdeli Ador. Is Atun, Osun, Sha'atim, Nismanan, Achayin, Afosh, Lakoshchein. You people now, I want to make you appointed to take care of Tzorchi Rabim. Tzorchi Rabim is mamish like Chayin, Afosh, to keep the people alive. So for sure, it's a tremendous thing to do, and don't turn me down. Fight the Benaz al Atzilzel. Benaz used to take care of the music, of the instrument here. Is Kihor de Tanin, like we learned Tamon. Hey nefas saged besudrin. This guy used to pick up his clothing. Fehikish Benaz al Atzilzel. And he would bang on the Tzilzel. Hugris ben Levi al Ashir. He used to take care of the singing. Is Omar Rev Acha. Nima Yeseru ho Yudeyeh. He knew how to sing a beautiful, nice, sweet voice. The Omru Olov was said on him, Al Hugris Ben Levi, Shoyim Noyim Es Koyloi Bezemer. He used to remember sing very sweet. Hugis Shoyim Noyet Goydloi Betech Pith. When he would put his thumb in his mouth, Hoyim Moitzi Kama Mini Zemer. He would be able to make a lot of different type of music come out of his mouth. He would use like his thumb to be an instrument, to direct like the voices different ways, the different type of Mini Zemer would come out of it. All the other Kanim used to like get so scared of the voice, have to like fall backwards. The head used to fall one on the other. They used to like have to lie their head down on the next friend. Like the voice was so strong. That's how strong his voice was. Gormu, he used to take care of the lechem upon him. Tomorrow, based Gormu, how you became a ma'is lechem upon him. This house, they knew how to take care and make the lechem upon him. They knew how to take off the lechem also out of the oven. They did not want to teach other people how to do it. They kept it for themselves. So Chachamim asked them, please teach us how to do it. And they even brought Chachamim, people from Alexandria, that know how to bake. So you became a ma'is lechem upon him. That these people would know how to make lechem upon him. But they were not became how to take it off, the bread off the oven. So right then, these people did not want to teach anybody else. So it's a shalif if they were tzadikim or rishonim for doing this, for not teaching other people how to make lechem upon him. Right, the beis gormoi hoya masikim efnim. Beis gormoi used to know how to bake the bread in a certain way that the fire would be inside for roidim evachutz, to be able to take the bread off outside. In other words, the type of a defus, type of a mold they had to make the bread in. Hoya betaner for a masikim efnim, they would bake it inside. They'd bake it inside the defus. For yoifim bachutz the defus, b'teich betaner, and they know how to bake on the outside of the defus. So they know the kunz. They knew how to bake the bread very good. For the hoysim esafish, if you did like that, the bread will not get spoiled at all. The elu hoyo masikim mifnim, for roidim mifnim. Mashenka, that other people, Alexandria, the smart people, they didn't know how to bake like that. They're only able to bake inside and take off the bread inside. Voyim esafshet, and when they did attack, the lechem upon them wasn't so fresh. It used to be a little bit spoiled. Kivan sheyodu chachomim bedov razeh, when the chachomim found out about this, that the people of Beis Gormai are not teaching anybody else, and the lechem upon them is not doing so good, Omru, they said, they tended to them, whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu created in this world, he created so we should give kavod back to Hashem. So in other words, if you have this chokhmah to now to make lechem upon him, what are you keeping it for yourself for? Teach it to us. We also want to make lechem upon him look nice. Like the old chokhmah is to be used to do our avodas Hashem with it. So what are you keeping it for yourself? Why don't you teach us? So Chum sent after them, come to us. They didn't accept, they didn't come. The Beis Gormoi stood home. Finally they got to them, they paid them double pay. If we give them double pay, then they came, then they took business. Is Yud Beis Mon Hoye Neutlin, and Mitchil, they only used to get paid Yud Beis Monah, the Nostalhem Chav Dalam. And they gave them 24 monies, and because of that, now maybe they told over their cigarettes how you're supposed to bake it. They used to get paid 24 monies. And they gave them now 48. How come you don't want to teach anybody? Is Omrulhem, so they said like this. We have a Kabbalah. May I have a sinner from our fathers. This Beis HaMikdash will be churv. It's not going to be here forever. And we don't want Shlayumudu Acherin V'yaslof Me'avoy Dezorah Shalhem. We don't want other people to know how to make the lechem upon him, because then they shouldn't go after the Churban Abayis. They'll be able to other people, other Avodah Zoras, to make lechem upon him for them. So they meant to Tzav L'Shmo, they meant it. They didn't want anybody else to know how to make the lechem upon him. Is B'dvorim HaLolu Ma'atir Neisim L'Shvach. When they said this answer, then the Chachamim will mashbiach them. That's a good answer. Shlo Yotzu B'yad B'neim Pas Nekiyim Yerlim. They gave them like a brochom from their houses, and never came out of Pas Nekiyim, a nice bread. So there's a new zakhna. What was the shvach? Yeshlo yotzu biyad v'neyem pas nekiyim yerlim. From their own house, their own bread they had in their own house, they never baked a nice bread. Shlo yiyuayim, people should not say, mi maisa lechem aponim heim oichlim. Hey, their own children, the bread they ate in the house was like bad bread. It was never nice, clean bread. Today people shouldn't say, like they stole like lechem aponim, and they're giving it to their kids, or they made lechem aponim for their kids. So therefore, the makpid never to have good bread in the house, and this was a shvach. And that's pshanim gemara. He's ubedvorim halolu for this thing that they did. The rabbonim gave them a shvach for this thing that they never had nice bread in the house. Yeah. Vaitam, the same mice happens based aftinus. Based aftinus are mice ksaris. They used to take care. They knew how to make the ksaris. Shall based aftinus or you became a maestro pitamakteris. They knew how to make the service.
They knew how to make the type of a grass. Hanikra cane, that's called maloshin, and used to burn it, used to make give off smoke. They knew how to make this. For the Rots Lalama, they didn't want to teach anybody else how to do the Pitamakteris. Or Sholcho Beviu Umnin, Malachandria. So Chomim went and sent other people from Alexandria, Shomitraim, for he became a Pitamakteris. But these people also knew how to make the Pitamakteris. Over Maloshin Lohayo Bekin, but they did not know how to work with this type of a grass. The Maloshin to make the smoke, that they did not know how to do. They knew how to make cloth k'teris, and the maloshin, they knew how to make the smoke go up very nice. It means ha'oshin oila zokov k'tamer. The smoke used to go straight up like a tamer. When it got to the top, on top it used to spread out. Then the smoke would come down. That's the way they knew how to do a chokhmah like that. When they burnt this other grass, the smoke like went straight up, hit the roof like, then turned down and came straight down again. That was the big chokhmah. They knew how to do it. Vishalelu, when the people in Alexandria tried to do this, it fell down right away. They didn't do a good job. As soon the chokhmah found out about this, that they're not teaching us how to do the pitam akteris and it's not being done the right way, is armu, they said to this base, Aftinus, whatever Hashem created for His covet, so if you know how to make the pitam akteris, why aren't you teaching it to us that we should do it? Again, the Chum said, come to us, they didn't want to come. Again, after a couple of them, so they said, we'll pay you double schar. Shanayim osim mona hoyonot, we used to get 12 mona. V'nosun lehem esim v'yaboh, 24. If you do one esim v'yaboh, another took 24. V'nosun lo yaboh v'shemonim, they paid them now 48. It is armor lehem, so Chomer finally asked them, mifnei ma, ein atem roitzim lamed, how come you don't want to teach us how to make the pitam akteris? Armor lehem, they said like this, Mitzvah receive Yudayna, we have a Kabbalah, we accept it from our fathers, never say no. Sha'abayis azeh wasa lichoret, this bias also won't stay forever. And we don't want Shlo Yilmudu Achrayim V'yuwaisim Kenotay Avodah Zorah Shalem. We don't want people to know how to make the Pitam Akteris, because then they'll use it for the wrong purposes, for the Avodah Zorah. And B'dvorim HaLolo Maskir Nesh L'Shvach. For this next thing, the Chomim spoke about these people, L'Shvach, about something nice they did. Shlo Yotze Isha Mehem V'Veshemeth Mirlim. None of their wives ever walked out with any type of makeup or perfume. Why not? That people shouldn't say they took it from the Pitam Akteris. For Lo Yoid, when anybody would get married to a lady from another makom, they made a t'nai with her, I'll only marry you if you don't wear any perfume. Why? The people should not talk about it and say, you know why their wives smell so nice? Because they're using the pitam akteris. We had before, it should be clean from Hashem and for people also. People shouldn't come to talk things bad about you. So they were makbid not to have the wives use any type of psalm, any type of perfume. Right. Omer Rabbi Yossi, pa machas yisayim of Yerushalayim. One time I was standing in Yerushalayim. Ometzosi tinuk echad, I found a small child. Mash Michel Beis Aftinus. Came from this house, from Beis Aftinus. That knew how to make the pitam akteris. It was a mati loy b'ni. Whose family are you from? Or mali mi mishpachas ploini? From this mishpacha. Or mati loy b'ni. Avosecho, your father, lefishen is kavno l'rabo is kvoidam. They had mind to be mechabit to make a lot of kavod Hashem. Or l'mayit kvoid, they wanted to make a lot of kev. L'rabo is kvoidon. They wanted to make themselves kavod. In other words, they didn't want to teach anybody else how to make the pitam akteris. They only kept it for themselves, to keep themselves like big shots. Or lemayit kvoit shemayim, and they were mayit, they took away from the kvoit shemayim, because they didn't tell anybody else. Is lefikach, therefore, kvoidom nis mayit, their covet went away. Or kvoit shemayim nis rabba, and Akash Baruch took care of his own covet. Because kvoidom nis mayit means b'churban abayis. After the churban abayis, we don't know from you anymore. Or kvoit shemayim nis rabba means shomru ho'emais. Elokechem shaleilu ho'emis. But Vashenkin, the Goyim all talk about that Hashem is Emes. His Kvod Shemayim is clear. Even after Churban Abayis, we still have Kvod Shemayim. Vashenkin, Kvod of your father's house, we don't know about anymore. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Sachli Shimon Ben Luga, that Malakit Hoyisi Yasovim Ani V'Tinik Echad. I was once collecting grasses with this child,
Michel Beis Aftinus. That came from the, that was, the char was from Beis Aftinus. I saw the child was laughing, I saw the child was crying. His why are you crying? Or Malih, he answered me, my father's covered was lost. What did you laugh? Or Malih, he said, because lost lovey, then we'll have the Beis Hamikdash back again, then they'll be covered again for my mishpacha. Or Marois, his what did you see that made you cry and made you laugh? His Mala Osun Negdi, I saw this grass, this leaf of Mala Osun. Is Nomisi Lois, I said to him, Bini Herali, my son, please show it to me. Tell me, shall I show me which is the Mal Oshin? Oshin. Is all Malis the Tinik told to me, Rebbe, Miseris Biyodi Miavoisai. I have a Miseris, a Kabbalah from my father's Shlel Haroiso Lebriya. I can't show it to anybody, to any person. Is all Rabbi Yechin and Benuri. Poor Gabi Zokinechet, I once met an older person, Michel Beis Aftinus. He came from this house of Beis Aftinus. And he had a Megillah that was written inside this Megillah, the different how to make the Pitamakteris. Is Omar Ali Rebbe. So he said to me, Lishavar Hoye Beis Abba Tznuyim. At the beginning, my father's house, the people there were Tznuyim, were modest. For Hoye Moisrin as a Megillah Zois Eloyelum. And used to give over this Megillah one to the other, the people in my father's house. The Akshra Vanau. She'enam beis abo nemonim. Right now they're not nemonim. They're not trustworthy in my mishpacha. Is heilach es the megillah? Take this megillah right now. V'hiz abo and watch out. Be careful with it. So Gemara says, "Ukshebosi v'ratisi hadvorim l'fnei Rabbi Kiva." When I told over this ma'isa in front of Rabbi Kiva, zoguein of demois. His eyes started to tear with a lot of tears. V'yomer and he said, "Me'ato ein onu tzurichin l'haskiru meganai." Now we don't have to mention any more the base of Tinus Nagnai. In other words, when they hid the Pitamach Terrorists, they didn't mean it for their own covered. They didn't mean it bad. They meant it good, that they wanted to keep what they were tsunuya. They wanted to keep it between themselves to make sure it doesn't give over to somebody that's not Hogan. But now that they saw that their own Mishpacha is not Hogan, the Taka gave it over. So the reason why they didn't give it over until now was for good purpose. So therefore, we don't have to be masked on the gnai for the bed, but rather we could say good things about them. All right, we'll stop here.